Good evening and welcome to the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, November 24th, 2015. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, former Agriculture Minister wants Dominica to play a lead role in revitalizing OECS agriculture. Opposition says CARICOM leaders do not support Baroness Scotland for Commonwealth Secretary General. Herbs and herbal products taking the world by storm as fastest growing niche markets worldwide. Jamaica Foreign Minister shoots down idea of CCJ referendum. And Tanzania bus of presidential guards targeted in blast. The news is brought to you compliment Sports Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Jack Friday cards when you shop now for a chance to get an additional 21% off already discounted deals this Black Friday with Quartz Blackjack. Get Blackjack Friday cards when you shop now. Each card gives you points. Shop on credit and draw two Blackjack cards. Get 21 points and you'll get an additional 21% off already greatly reduced items on Black Friday. Only at Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Former Agriculture Minister Atherton Mate says it is his hope that Dominica will present a comprehensive plan for the revitalization of its agricultural sector at the second OECS Council of Agricultural Ministers this week. Mate, in an interview with Q95 News, says he is not aware that such a plan has been revised in recent time, especially following the devastation caused to some of the critical agriculture areas from Tropical Storm Erica. He says, however, there are some detailed plans which could be presented at that meeting. He says this is an opportunity for Dominica to seize the leadership position on this critical sector.
I am aware that since the 2001, there have been several very, very thoughtful, detailed plans put together that deal with what steps need to be taken at every level to revitalize agriculture in Dominica. One such plan is contained in the Integrated Development Plan, which is an official document of the government of Dominica. So I would be interested in knowing whether that plan is being presented to the OECS ministers of agriculture. There's another plan called the Low Carbon Climate Resilient Development Strategy of more recent vintage, 2012. And that plan also includes some very climate resilient, climate related measures that should be taken as we revitalize agriculture. This is only to say that Dominica is in possession of the documentation of the guidance for policy, the guidance for technology, the guidance for production systems that are critical to getting our agriculture going, which means essentially we are ahead of the game. It will be really interesting to find out whether we are going to that meeting and seizing once and for all our leadership position in this critical sector called agriculture.
Opposition says CARICOM leaders don't support Baroness Scotland's for Commonwealth Secretary General. Mr. Linton says Britain cannot have a candidate for the Commonwealth Secretary General. However, since Patricia Scotland has Dominican and a British nationality, this is why many CARICOM leaders are not in favor of her as a candidate for Secretary General.
Britain cannot have a horse in this race. Nonetheless, the candidate that Dominica is putting forward has dominant British nationality. She is a sitting member of the House of Lords of Britain, meaning she is a lawmaker there. All her life, all her work, all her accomplishments are British. And therefore, there are a number of CARICOM leaders who do not see her as someone that they could put forward as a CARICOM nominee, given her life work.
Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine says the way in which the Eastern Caribbean Asset Management Corporation Act was passed in Parliament was completely unconstitutional and inhumane to the country's people. Mr. Fontaine says evidence shows that Grenada had the papers for that bill circulated for weeks so as to sensitize Grenadians of the idea of the ECAMC Act before Parliament was ever introduced on the subject. As opposed to Dominica's approach towards this act, which felt like a bully pushing a crumpled paper down the throats of Dominicans. Fontaine explains that the process is wrong and displays a sense of dictatorship and increased decadence in Dominica's morality as a union.
I had an opportunity earlier this week, or rather last week, to speak to Prime Minister Mitchell about his process, the process that they went through in Grenada, and he indicated that they circulated the law or the act,
the bill,
to civil society set for several months. There was discussion in Grenada over this act before it actually came to Parliament. Contrast this to Dominica, where the first Dominicans heard of this act was when Saturday night, a few of us in Parliament received a copy of the act. That was the first time
Dr. Fontaine heard about it on Tuesday.
When we went to Parliament.
For the first time.
And it was passed that very same day.
Yeah.
So I'm very concerned.
The Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association and the Dominica spearheaded Caribbean Hotels Unite for Dominica, a joint raising initiative and online auction, raising $51,000 in an effort to bring financial aid to the people of Dominica who were affected by Tropical Storm Erica. The August 2015 storm unleashed 12 inches of rain on the island, causing extensive flooding, loss of life, and more than $200 million in damage. Caribbean Hotels Unite for Dominica, conceived by the CHTA Acting President and President-elect Carolyn Trubetskoy, featured 57 Caribbean vacation packages on CharityBuzz.com, an online charity auction platform with a global reach of over 125,000 registered bidders in 109 countries. The just-completed auction raised more than $51,000, which was deposited into a designation DHTA account. The funds would be distributed in Dominica under guidelines created by a joint CHTA-DHTA committee. Herbs and herbal medicines, herbal spa and beauty products are said to be taking the world by storm. The herbal market is said to be one of the fastest-growing niche markets worldwide. The Dominica Herbal Business Association was registered as a non-profit organization in May 2006 with a vision aimed at developing a vibrant local herbal industry based on the world-class herbs to be found on our nature isle and to further promote the healthy lifestyles and wellness benefits associated with our traditional herbs in Dominica. Members of the DHBA, have developed value-added products using local herbs which are marketed locally, regionally, internationally, and at our very own Zeb Quayol, located at the eastern end of the old market. A display of new products with new packaging will be showcased at this exposition. Oil of Ojas, coal pot soaps, nature fresh teas, moringa herbal powders, Cape Tranto Fusion Oils, and lots more. Ms. Karen Lelum of the Caribbean Herbal Business Association Trinidad will open this exposition, and guests will include representatives from the Ministries of Health, Agriculture, Trade, and Tourism, as well as supporting agencies such as DEXIA, OECS, EDU. President of the DBHA, Ginny Rivera, speaks on that matter.
Ginny Rivera here, from the President of the Dominica Herbal Business Association. On Friday the 27th, we are showcasing our products. The Dominica Herbal Business Association was registered in 2006 as a non-profit organization. And all our members are herbalists, and they are producing value-added products, which we have at our shop. We have set up a shop, Zeb Quayol, in the Old Market Square. and we're inviting people to come to see our products. It's new packaging, new products, all natural herbal products made from the locally grown herbs of Dominica. I think they'll be very happy to see what we have to offer.
Senator Isaac Baptist believes that as an advocate for women's rights, House Speaker Mrs. Alex Boyd Knight has the power to encourage and facilitate an urgent parliamentary session in order to modernize legislation to deal with the issues of child abuse in Dominica. Baptist further states that especially addressing the matter of child abuse, the failure to challenge government to influence change to deal effectively with these issues stems from fear, and that is of great concern.
Who is the Speaker of the House? Alex Boyd Knight. Alex Boyd Knight is supposedly a person who is championing women's cause. She is the Speaker of the House. She can find time. She can justify having an urgent session of the House to deal with a bill that will be taking a lot of people's rights in terms of property. But yet, she cannot convince the government, notwithstanding, as you noted, the number of years these issues have been before us, that you need to bring urgently to the House legislation to upgrade and modernize the legislation so we can deal with the issue of child abuse. Listen to, for example, the technocrat in the ministry concerned. She's given all the statistics. She has failed to at least call on the government of the urgency to bring in the legislation. So there is fear of the persons who should be influencing change. And those who are in position to effect change, they are afraid or they did not want to do things. And these are the areas of concern. That is Dominica's problem. Too many people in high positions are being hypocritical of the way they deal with issues. And the child abuse issue is one of them.
As domestic violence mounts, opposition leader Lennox Linton says we have to stop making excuses and be human again. This is his advice in what appears to be an increase in domestic violence occurring particularly among young people here. On Monday, a young woman was viciously attacked at her workplace and is currently nursing wounds at the Princess Margaret Hospital, while 26-year-old Trisha Revere of Stock Farm was brutally murdered earlier this month. Linton says this worsening disrespect for human life is reaching a level in Dominica that is becoming frightening.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of those involved in that atrocity there yesterday with that young girl who was so brutally attacked in her workplace. We need to stop the excuses and find a way of being human again, because this worsening respect that we seem to be having for human life, this continuing domestic violence situation where the intolerance is just rearing its head at a level that's becoming more and more frightening, I think we need to take pause and we need to come to grips with that. And one thing I think we need to do, you know, let's stop the excuses and just be human. Find a way of respecting human life once again. Because it cannot be that something happened on one day. You had a chance to sleep in the night and you wake up the following morning. You go all the way to the workplace of your girlfriend to hack her down with a cutlass. And at no point in that movement did you stop and pause and say, what am I doing? What am I doing? We need to take pause. And we need to stop the excuses and be human again.
In other news, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson, has shot down a recommendation from the opposition Jamaica Labour Party that a referendum can be held to determine whether Jamaica should replace Britain's Privy Council with the Trinidad-based Caribbean Court of Justice as its final court of appeal. He says it's simply not practical. Let us tear down this referendum wall. It does not prove to be a good sense in history. It is not good sense in logic. It is not practical, he said. Senator Nicholson, who is also leader of government business in the Senate, further argued that none of the 41 countries that have left the Privy Council and established their own court has gone route of a referendum. And an explosion has hit a bus carrying presidential guards in Tunisia's capital, Tunis, officials say. At least 12 people have been killed in the blast, the Interior Ministry said. The explosion during a rush hour in the city's main avenue was an attack, the presidential source said. Tunisia has been targeted by the Islamic State group, including an attack by a gunman on the beach resort of Sousse in June, killing 38 people, mostly foreign terrorists. The North African state is believed to be the biggest exporter of jihadis, with the authorities saying at least 3,000 of his nationals fighting Iraq and Syria. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of our headlines. Former Agriculture Minister wants Dominica to play a lead role in revitalizing OECS agriculture. Opposition says CARICOM leaders do not support Baroness Scotland for Commonwealth Secretary General. Herbs and herbal products taking the world by storm as fastest growing niche markets worldwide. Jamaica Foreign Minister shoots down the idea of CCJ referendum. And Tennessee, a bus of presidential guards targeted in blast. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire news team, I have been your presenter, Linda Martin.